Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, October 9th, 2017, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin tonight's call and to introduce our special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 4 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, and the leader of our Moore Success Team, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy, ready to go.
All right, sir.
You know, Randy, sometimes in life you meet someone and it just seems to click. Well, that's the way I feel about this next gentleman I'm going to introduce. I met him in some way. His passion for people, his dedication to his profession just clicked with me. We have a lot of the same philosophy. So tonight I'd like to introduce Mark Nams. He's Assistant General Counsel of Legal Shield. He's held that position since February of 2016. Before we come on this, Randy, he spent 19 years with Riggs Abney, and we know how powerful they are. So tonight we're proud to have him as managing partner with Legal Shield Division, and we're very pleased and proud to have my friend Mark Nams on the call tonight. Mark.
Hey, thank you so much, Mr. Moore. I appreciate the kind words, first of all, and Randy and Jeremy and the whole Moore Success Team. So proud to be coming from Ada, Oklahoma myself now. You know, moving from Tulsa to Ada and just the opportunity to work now at the home office. And I really am thankful, and just for everybody on the call, I appreciate our association very much. I want you to know that. It's exciting to be able to speak to members and associates all across the country. And I would say two things, you know, in thinking about the call. You know, our products have never been better, and the need has never been greater. And I firmly know that. What I appreciate from my years providing services, first with the provider law firm here in Oklahoma, and also provide services in Colorado, and now being Assistant General Counsel at the Home Office, is every day we get to make a difference. And for everyone on this call, you know, we have an opportunity every day to make a difference in the lives of others, whether it be through the products that we know they have the needs for, or the opportunity, or both. And so I just wanted to say that because, you know, we hear about our plans, we hear about the products, we hear about what it gets to do every day, but that's what has driven me for all these years, and me spending my career basically providing for Legal Shield members. And I tell you, it's exciting times at the home office. I know Ken and Randy would agree with that, and everybody on the call I know would. And one thing I'm going to get into, you know, I know 10 core commitments, you're going to talk about that tonight, but a lot of the commitments, at least three of them had the word attend involved. And so one thing I want to just encourage everyone on the phone call is obviously attending your weekly meetings is extremely important, your Super Saturday events, your special meetings. I appreciate everybody on this call tonight, on a Monday night, making that commitment. And that's 10 core commitments, that word. But also I would encourage everyone to make sure when the provider firm in your state has an open house, to make sure to seek to attend that if at all possible. Sometimes they will provide webinars if the travel is such a great distance or maybe not conducive to being there in person. Sometimes they'll provide webinars. But what a great opportunity to go and to be able to meet the providers, also to see their firms and to meet the managing partners, supervising attorneys, other staff, administrators, to get to know them, for them to get to know you. And certainly, if I were to bring on a new associate, one of the first things I would want to do is to make sure that I got to take them to an open house. Because I would tell you the belief, it's amazing what happens. And we'll talk about retention and using the membership, and that's very important. But for those members who use the membership early, we know how retention grows. for those associates who actually attend an event, we have seen now over time the numbers and how their belief grows and how their productivity grows. So remember that word attend and reach out and make sure that you know when those events are coming up with the law firms and make sure to, you know, take advantage of that. One thing, too, it's kind of interesting. I'm going to haven't rolled anything out yet really with the associates, but early part of November is actually Love a Lawyer Day. And you know, maybe, you know, years ago we would have heard that and, you know, somebody would have said, is that really true? But, you know, what I appreciate is the how we have at Legal Shield been able to help everyday people have access. I'm going to talk about that to attorneys. But I would encourage you in that as well as associates and leaders out there. You know, that's a time in early November where you could reach out, you know, to your firms and let them know how much you appreciate what they do every day. Well, one thing, I wanted to switch gears. You know, I think I wanted to share this tonight. There was a study done a long time ago I got to see, but there was two common traits they found for the top companies to work for. It was basically the top 100 companies, two traits, and I think this could be helpful to everyone on this call. Those two traits were visionary leadership and a sense of purpose. So top companies to work for, visionary leadership, and sense of purpose. So I want to talk about vision and purpose. The other word for that is mission. And we all hear about vision and mission, and sometimes we hear about it, and maybe, you know, it's a vision or mission for a company, maybe for individuals, et cetera. But it's we have this, and this is what I appreciate so much sharing this tonight, because obviously our company has a visionary leader and visionary leadership. I can't tell you how much I appreciate Mr. Bell and his how driven he is and how committed he is to our vision and mission. And to everyone on this call, including myself, he has committed us as well, that word commitment tonight. So just keep in mind, I know we don't have so much time tonight, but really look at the company's vision. I'm going to read it to you and think about what we do every day. But think about it in your own life. Think about it in the life of your own team. Think about it in the life of the Moore team. I mean, vision is the big picture of where we're going for the future. And it's making, sometimes people will see a vision and they'll say, you know, that's unattainable or why, you know, is that really something that we can reach? But it's, again, the big picture of where we're going. Now, purpose or mission, I say it's like where mission meets measurement. So on the mission or, you know, or purpose, think about why we're doing what we're doing and how important that is and the privilege it is to get to do what we do and the opportunity we have every day and the difference we're making. And so I think everyone on this call, regardless if it's the home office, it's the associates, providers, and also your own teams, can look at those two issues and can plug into those and really help you in your organization and also in what you do on a daily basis. All right, real quick, I want to go over the vision, you know, for the company. Listen to these words. I know we've probably seen it, we've heard it. It says to provide equal access to the liberty, equality, opportunity, and justice that every human deserves and expects. Provide equal access to liberty, equality, opportunity, and justice that every human deserves and expects. Now, there's a few words that I want to just highlight tonight when we think about that vision statement. But I have told the law firms, the providers, equal access to justice is made possible by Legal Shield memberships and access to our network of dedicated law firms. And so think about that. Equal access to justice made possible by Legal Shield memberships and access to our network of dedicated law firms. When we had our last major attorney conference out in California, looking for speakers, and through that, and it was something that's been an issue in Oklahoma as well, but I found that like in the healthcare system, you know, everyone is looking to help improve the system. And I tell people out there, regardless of what anybody would say, my beliefs are I wouldn't trade our healthcare system or judicial system for any in the world. I'm very thankful to be American. I'm very thankful we have the systems we have. Can we improve them? Absolutely. And Legal Shield obviously has made an impact in history related to our legal system. But what states are finding and what they're looking for is how to provide access to justice. That's the words, access to justice, because there's some people that have access to maybe legal aid if they have a particular need and they don't have the means to hire an attorney. They may have some help there. I will tell you that that help is a just a micro percentage, really, of the need. And so it's helpful for those that can qualify and that they have that particular legal need, but it's a very small number of people that are actually getting help through that opportunity. Then there's on the other side, some people would qualify in certain criminal situations for a public defender, okay? But again, it's a very small group. It's a very specific need. But for most everyday individuals, families, businesses, on the legal side, and we're not even talking about identity theft yet, you know, most don't have access. And so what happens? I will tell you, on a daily basis, people are going to have legal needs. We know that. Everybody on the phone will have legal needs. It's just like I'll have health care needs. But what happens is if we don't have access, we don't know where to go. If we think we can't afford it, if we think we can handle it on our own, what ends up happening is we don't either pursue what we should pursue or defend what we should defend or try to keep something off our record or work with the IRS. I mean, I could go on and on. We end up handling ourselves, or we just let it go and have a default judgment maybe against us, et cetera. A ticket goes on our record. On the other side, you know, think about identity theft. I mean, it's now with all the events that have happened, we know the need. But I will tell you this, but everybody on the call agree, and I know maybe you're muted now, but you can shake your head, Will, doesn't everybody need legal coverage and identity theft coverage? I mean, I think we would all agree that everyone needs that coverage. Regardless of your background, regardless of what you do for a living, regardless of where you live, regardless of your economic situation, everyone needs that coverage. And so everyone on this phone call and with our company, we have the answer. We have the answer to what all these states are looking for and all these people now in the news after all these events are looking for. And that has helped with access to justice, and also coverage for identity theft. So what a time to be involved with our products, involved with Legal Shield, involved as associates. And, again, that's what I'm saying. I don't think the need has ever been greater and the opportunity never better. All right, a couple other things real quick. Randy, am I doing okay on time? I'll make sure.
Yes, sir, you've got plenty of time.
Okay. All right, think about the mission. Here's our company's mission statement. And go back and look at these. I think it'll be helpful because one thing, mission and purpose, that's something that, you know, we have the company mission statement. But I tell you, I've seen where, you know, individuals, you know, we all hear about, like, at the first of the year, and nothing negative toward this, but, you know, people will think about new year and come up with things for the new year they want to do. But I've really seen and to look and say, okay, a personal mission statement. You know, what's my purpose every day? You know, why am I doing what I'm doing? And here's the company statement. It says to help people improve their lives by teaching life-transforming skills and to deliver exceptional products and services that promote peace of mind and confidence in a world that is oftentimes uncaring and selfish. Amazing. What a mission statement. Now, I just want to break down a few points of that. Think about to help people improve their lives. That's what everyone on the phone call does every day, that sells the memberships, sells the products, helps people have an opportunity as an associate, helps them grow their business. We help members with the membership, and we help associates with the opportunity. We're helping to improve people's lives every day. Then to think about exceptional products and services, we've already talked about that. And I'll tell you this, what I appreciate, because I think a lot of times people really don't fully appreciate this. You know, we're in now our 45th anniversary as a company at Legal Shield. And Rick Zabney, just for example,
did we lose you? Randy? Randy?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Well, I thought
can
I
you hear me, Randy?
I can now, Mark. We lost you completely, but we can hear you fine now.
Okay. Were you hearing about the anniversaries?
Yeah, you just started.
Hear that part? Okay. Well, back to the company again, 45th year anniversary as a company, Legal Shield. And Rick Zabney, this is their, they just had this last year, their 30th. When we go out and promote our products, promote our company, promote our providers, we have cutting edge products. We have a history behind us, and we have, and I'm very proud of this. I don't know how many on the call think about this, but look back at the company and your own history as associates and how many years you've been doing what you do and the impact that you've made on individuals' lives, businesses, families, also history, because there's no company done more related. I mean, so proud of that. And now with identity theft, I mean, that, you know, 45 years ago, Ken, I don't know that you all talked about identity theft, right, when you went out to groups and talked to businesses and individuals, correct?
Absolutely correct.
Absolutely not, right? Now, I know, Ken, you were still very successful, right? Can you imagine, Ken, think about if you started today, I don't know what kind of and I'm going to finish tonight with something I know everybody appreciates on the call. I mean, wow. So to have that, to have all that opportunity now, I mean, it's just amazing to me. It really is. So I hope that's encouraging everybody. Okay, a few other things. We'll move on real quick. You know, I want to think about the plan and how it provides access to people every day that have legal needs. And I've always shared this in the past, before all these new issues came about, et cetera. But I firmly believe, and I know I'm sure Ken and Randy would agree, even if we had a plan that just dealt with what we used to call Title I and Title V, right? I mean, the consultation, document review, letter of call benefit, you know, the discounted rate part of that, totally worth the money. Would you gentlemen agree? I mean, that's always been my position. Then you put in all the motor vehicle related benefits. You have the trial defense benefits. You have the tax audit benefits. Now, we of course, and this is where the name Legal Shield came about first, was the 24/7 line.
We lost
these apps. Are you with me now?
We're hearing you now. We keep losing you, Mark.
Are you good now?
Okay, you're good now. Well, we lost you again.
Hello.
Mr. Nabbs, I can hear you now. I'm sorry. You keep going in and out. I apologize.
Yeah, I'll be on my other phone, but I'm on my work cell phone. Well, what I was saying as far as the emergency access and, you know, then, you know, of course, identity theft. Now our plans, if you think about it, we've, with the new legal plans, these uncontested family benefits have been added. Of course, the estate planning benefits have always been there. So I would say this again, it just keeps getting better and better as far as the products are concerned. like I said before, and that should be encouraging to everyone. But I want to talk about two other things before I close, if that's okay. One, you know, another core commitment deals with retention. And, you know, I will say this, in all the numbers and all the years I've been doing this, of course, belief, I said, for associates, but members, if they utilize their membership, the percentage of those that will remain members goes up. It's amazing. It's just really amazing. And so I would say this, there's, especially with estate planning and wills, we know how important those things are and the need. I mean, like encouraging associates to attend events early on, it's as critical for you to encourage new members to utilize the membership. And what a better way than with the apps now that are available? It's so simple now, even with the will benefit, you know, to get that process started and to get that immediate help. And it's amazing, again, the numbers for those that have their estate planning done and their will benefit, they take advantage of that, the percentage of retention, how it goes up. So encourage everybody to utilize it for yourself, obviously, and also get other members to utilize it, to use that membership. The other thing I always bring up, too, and I think this is critical, you know, I hate to see somebody who's a member and then for whatever reason they let their membership lapse and then some event comes up, you know, and then they reinstate their membership, but the event that led to the lawsuit, for example, if it's trial defense or, say, you know, an issue with identity theft, I mean, don't let them let their memberships lapse. I mean, I go back to healthcare because I think everybody understands that. I mean, I don't have my healthcare because I want to have to use it, but it's critical that I have it. And so retention should be about utilizing the membership, but also understanding the importance of keeping the membership so that they're protected in the future. Okay, well, the last things I want to bring up, and what a better, I mean, really role model for leadership, and what I'm going to talk about next is Ken and Randy and all of you on this team. Many of the folks on the call know you personally, and I appreciate all of you and everything you do. But especially on a Monday, you know, there's two things I share. Regardless of what's going on in somebody's life, regardless of what they do for a living, regardless of what they're called to do, maybe their mission, et cetera, like we talked about. But there's two things on a daily basis I can control. And that's my attitude and my work ethic. And you all have great models, obviously, within the Moore Success Team. I mean, they're all around you. Okay? So I wanted to leave everybody on the call because you're on this call for a reason. And the other thing is leadership. Okay, so I just want to finish with these thoughts. But attitude and work ethic, you know, I tell young people, you don't have to be the best, brightest, the smartest as far as even in a particular area of the economy. It's amazing how many people you will be in front of if you have a very good attitude and a great work ethic. And you show up and you work hard. It's amazing how many people you'll be ahead of. And those are two things that regardless of a person's background, regardless of where they're from, regardless of anything, they can control those two things. And so each one of us on the call, we have that same challenge, but to share that with the others. Now, the leadership issue, you know, I saw an article not too long ago, and this was way before the election. I don't get into politics and all that because really the article is about do we have a leadership crisis? And really, in the end, the article was saying this: we have a lot of quality leaders out there, just like are on this call. But the key is, are we willing to step up? Are we willing to take on those leadership roles? And are we willing to develop ourselves? And so, everybody, we can always continue to develop ourselves as leaders. And those on our teams, et cetera, and to sow into other people and help mentor people. That's on your list of commitments. And I think you'd be surprised. There's a lot of times somebody say, well, I'm not a leader, you know, or I can't speak like you, or I can't do this or that. But really, they have found, folks, that there's as many introverts as extroverts as far as leadership. And leadership sometimes is something you see somebody say, hey, they're a born leader, but many people can develop leadership skills. And so if you will work with your teams on attitude, work ethic, and leadership, I think they'll be helpful to you as well. With that, I appreciate so much the opportunity tonight. Ken and Randy, I just, you know, appreciate so much you and your family and your team and our friendship and relationship. And look forward to working together on the projects as things move along. And, Randy, is there anything else you needed or anything?
No, we may have a question or two from some of our leadership. Would that
okay.
be okay, Mark?
Absolutely.
Let's go out to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, have you got a question or a comment for Mr. Nelms?
I do. Thank you, Randy, and thank you, Mr. Nelms, for sharing with us tonight. And it was really nice to meet you and spend a few minutes talking with you in San Diego there at that law firm conference. And wondering, you've had a unique vantage point being a provider, working on the provider side for many years, as well as now in the home office side. And I was just wondering if there's anything interesting that you've learned or see differently from that experience. And I also know that you've been working on a book about Mr. Moore's life. And any thoughts you have about
yes.
that as well?
No, absolutely. You know, my assistant, we're trying to get the draft done. I've done, you know, a lot of it and really been a blessing to me to get to work with Ken and everyone and getting a draft. So hopefully that will be moving the draft and us working on that. But, you know, being from Oklahoma, you know, I appreciate so much, you know, the home office. I really think when people come, it's just amazing that building on a hill and what it represents and the history of everything. And, you know, I hear Mr. Moore's story and similar to hearing Harlan's story. You know, it's something where, you know, you're talking about somebody who just worked for everything that they ever received and, you know, being there for their family and being an example and just being able to overcome. You know, my wife's actually from California, Mr. Gardner, so it's kind of, she got to come with me when we came out to California, and it was a blessing to me to be able to go see where she grew up and everything. But I call her actually a reverse Okie, for those on the call that remember the Grapes of Wrath and, you know, the story of the Oklahomans that went to California. Well, she reversed that, right? She came from California to Oklahoma later in her life. But, you know, for those, you know, generations, I just hope that we continue to pass that on. That's why it's a blessing to me to help, you know, Ken with this, because it falls on my heart to share that with other generations. It's like these younger generations today, you know, they have so many skills and abilities that I don't have, and it's a matter of motivating them and the work ethic issues I talk about. So that's one thing I bring up. As far as being in the home office, you know, that's a great question. I guess because I've been doing it so long and I'm at the age now where I am, you know, what I appreciate every day at the home office is I still get to work with the firms. I still get to help with member issues. I still get to help associates. It's from the angle of the home office. But, you know, and this is my commitment to all of you talking about commitment. But honestly, I tell people, and this is truth, you know, I'm there for everybody. And so I'm assistant general counsel for everybody on this call to help, you know, the company, help associates, help the providers to be the best we can all be. But I tell you, my heart in the end, because I love associates, I love you on this call, I love the firms, obviously, and the home office. But we just always need to remember it's a triangle. It's all three sides working together with the member in mind. And so everything that should drive us on a daily basis should be about that member. And And so, honestly, it's been neat to see it from that perspective, Mr. Gardner. But, too, I think, you know, it's been good for the firms to, you know, again, have somebody in the home office, I hope, you know, at least to bring some experience, help us with the issues.
Very well said. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Randy?
I apologize. I was talking. I just had myself on mute. I apologize for that. Let you know, Mark, how much we appreciate you. That's about all the time that we do have for the call tonight. But you talked about things that you control is your attitude and your work ethic. When you say those two words, you put Ken Moore right up there with it, because one thing that he has given to me and my family is a great work ethic throughout the years.
Absolutely.
I can never repay him for that. But I thank you very, very much, sir, for being on our call tonight. Thank you for being not just at Legal Shield, but to us personally, and appreciate all your hard work that you're doing on that book.
And before I close, I know it's late, but my wife, literally 30 minutes before I got on this call, Ken, somebody on Facebook had a recipe for like squirrel soup or something. I am not kidding. They said bacon goes with everything, but just think about this squirrel.
But I told you about the squirrel dumplings.
It's awful. Okay, so I'm going to leave everybody with that tonight. Y'all have a great week. All right.
Mark, thank you so much. I appreciate what you said tonight. You're always so in-depth. You love the people. You love the soldiers. I know you do. I love you as a friend. God bless you and good night.
You too, sir. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Gentlemen, that's your call for tonight. What a great call it was. Remember, let's just do this. Keep working hard, because we've got a great company. We've got a great product. But let's keep, never forget God. Never forget our family. Never forget Legal Shield. Put it in that order, 110%. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.